425 today.
Over 32 million people watched the president address Congress last night. The Democrats say as a result, they've raised in a very short period, the DNC says, 1.1 million. They were so inspired, the voters, Americans, that they decided to donate more money to the Dems. Methinks something is off on that one. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're getting ready to roll into another weekend. Start of the NFL with Pittsburgh slaying the dragon in an overtime thriller. We'll give you the details on that first matchup on Thursday night as we roll into another Nail the Score season. That's in hour three of America Tonight. Speaking of getting nailed, I think Obama nailed us with some fuzzy math when in that speech. I went back and I checked some of it. I know other news organizations have done that because to me it is about the money. There is no final plan yet. We know that. And we keep hearing this no new deficits deal, right? Remember, the House Dems have a bill that the Congressional Budget Office said would probably add $220 billion to the deficit over 10 years, right? They say, they being the Obama administration, the Democrats, that the bill is actually deficit neutral. They don't have to count the $245 billion of it because of the cost of adjusting Medicare reimbursement rates so doctors don't have big annual pay cuts. What? So, in other words, it doesn't have to be paid for because they decided it doesn't have to be paid for. This whatever exempt deal, the doc fix, which would mean they had already decided to do that from the congressional rules that require new programs to be paid for. That's what the scoop is on that one. They also said since the president already had included the doctor payment in his 10-year budget proposal, it didn't have to be counted again. It just, but these numbers do not add up in the trajectory of federal health spending. I mean, there would be huge changes that would be necessary, right? So in the plan, remember, there's one thing that Obama said, nothing in the plan will require you or your employer to change the coverage of the doctor that you have. And we've talked about this. We talked about doctors for patient care. That is not correct because of what would happen to the doctors and the way they do their business. If you look at it now, by 2016, about 3 million people who have employer-based care, they say, would lose it because their employers would decide to stop offering it. Think about this. If there is a so-called public option, why would the employers offer it in the first place? And if they have this reform go through? So $90 billion to fix health care. All the numbers, the specifics on it, just don't add up, and because we don't even have a final plan in the first place. All right, a lot of people reacting on both sides of the aisle, Republicans, Democrats, etc., and all of you reacted as well here on America Tonight. I wanted you to hear a little bit more because there was a lot of interesting things that were said on the tube during the day. Senator Judd Gregg, Republican from New Hampshire, talked about how bogus it would be, basically, if there were the nuclear option, because the fear is after this speech and knowing that the Democrats could go it alone, would they choose to use that option? And really, legally, can they use that option?
Well, it's the rules, and if they can do it, the last election had consequences. The Democratic Party controls the House, they control the Senate, they control the presidency, and they're moving very fast and very far to the left on the issue of health care. They're proposing to expand the government by around $2 trillion in new spending and put the government basically in charge of your health care. And they want to do that. That's what they ran on, many of them. And they're going to try to do it, I guess, any way they can. If they use reconciliation, clearly they're using a steamroller to do it because there'll be no bipartisanship in that effort. they can do it, but it certainly would be a destruction of the legislative process in the Senate, because reconciliation was never conceived of as a vehicle that you would use to put through a public policy which would fundamentally change the way we govern, which is what the health care bill would do. It would affect every American. It's a massive extension of the government into everybody's life in a very intrusive way, and it's a massive expansion of the size of the government. The purpose of reconciliation, of course, was to control the deficits and to bring the budget in line and spending in line with budgets which theoretically would control the deficit. So as a statement of what is the right thing to do with reconciliation, obviously this would not be a correct thing to do with reconciliation. It would be subject to a lot of technical attacks, which I would be making very aggressively, on the issues of whether or not policy which didn't reduce the deficit should be properly put in a reconciliation bill. Things such as a public plan, for example, would be subject to an attack from myself under a point of order rule. But in the end, if the Democrats want to use reconciliation to pass part of their health care plan, they have the capacity to do it, even though it would be a bastardization of the entire legislative process.
All right, I like the way he said the bastardization, can I say that, bastardization of the entire legislative process. That's what happens when you have too many cups of coffee before you get into the wee hours. I like the way he addressed that, Senator Gregg, and obviously he wouldn't be the only attack dog there if it should come to reconciliation or what is called the nuclear option. And this is the thing to worry about. And it's, again, it goes back to the money. It goes back to things I was trying to explain at the very top here, the fuzzy math issues, where there's no worries because you will be able to keep your same doctor and your employer can continue to give you the option of your doctors, and then we can make sure everybody else is insured. But they're fallacies, because mathematically, really, it doesn't add up. And I think it probably adds up even more than $900 billion over 10 years. It's going to have to come out of somewhere, so it's got to be taxes. And then employers would obviously dump health care. If you are insured through your employer, right, you pay your side, but they pay their side. Why would they do that if there is the public option? Because they would just tell you, hey, we're saving the company money. Go get your own health insurance. And that's never talked about either. And I would assume that, especially if we're talking about tight economic times, even if a company is profitable, they'll say that they want to continue to stay profitable and operate that way. So they'll give you notice and tell you that they're not going to pursue it. You know, however year you have to enroll, you won't be enrolling in anything. You'll be getting your government health insurance, and you'll have a different doctor. I think a lot of people would have different doctors. All right, 9/11 is upon us, the anniversary of that horrible day, 8 years ago. And I found this out the other day, that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is making his way through the Internet, a new picture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And the picture shows him with this huge beard. He's got prayer beads in one of his hands, and he's on his knees, and it looks like he's going to get ready to pray. And you think, well, where did these images come from? He's at Gitmo. I don't understand. What was it? School picture day there? I'll tell you how those pictures were done, and ultimately, who saw the pictures, how they made their way to the Internet, and how dangerous that is, next on ATN.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over were smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Everything's not okay when you see the picture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Here's what the deal is. The military started to allow the Red Cross to take pictures of the Guantanamo detainees in February, and the group has taken about 107 of the inmates. They're allowed to select two shots. So they pose for these pictures, right? These terror suspects. They pose for the shots, and then they send five prints to their families along with messages. So the Sheikh knew what he was doing when he posed, and the photos have been showing up on internet sites that have been used by Al-Qaeda and sympathizers to communicate with each other. That's wonderful. Just great. So what does this do to our efforts and to those who would like to see horrible things happen to us? Well, of course, it fuels the fire. All the terrorism experts are saying that, including the director at Combating Terrorism, the center of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. He looks like he's in great health. Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, you breed sympathy for a guy who is proudly proclaiming, of course, his big juicy role in the September 11 attacks, as well as some other incidents of terrorism. And this is the same guy who was saying he'd been tortured by the United States. And what is the deal? Okay, so the value of the photos for the family members, okay, whatever. But you know exactly what happens. They end up on these sites. So why was this allowed to be done in the first place? And they started, it went viral, I guess, about a week ago. And online there was all kinds of statements of support for Mohammed. You know, we'll come and get you. That's like one of the messages. And, There's just a slew of other things that are written there. You know, you get these 225 guys that are there, and the military, I guess, are not worried so much about the distribution of the images and all that other sort of stuff on what happens with how the prisoners handle their photos. You know, Muhammad is a guy who faces the death penalty if convicted by the military tribunal at Guantanamo. But, of course, his trial is suspended because Obama, who wants to close Guantanamo in January, has to figure out how they're proceeding with the war crimes prosecutions that started under Bush. If they don't close Guantanamo and keep it open, what happens then? Remember, they're talking about Michigan, or they're talking about Fort Leavenworth, and, of course, the people in both of those areas want nothing to do with these detainees, these terror suspects. Outrageous. I mean, I just think this is outrageous. I don't get it. Why do we keep hurting ourselves, shooting ourselves in the foot, so to speak, and having terror groups be inspired is not what you want to do. It's propaganda. So for that reason, shockingly, I am going to throw the idiots who were allowed to take the pictures and why they did this, I'm going to throw them in the dungeon. Matt, can you open the dungeon and shove them all in?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, fair or foul, America, what do you say? Here's the thing, Mohammed, you know, he's the guy who's boasting about everything that he's done to the United States. And then, like I said, he's talked about that he's been tortured or whatever. So it's the International Committee of the Red Cross. They're the ones who did the photographs of the Guantanamo prisoners. And they say it's part of their mission to monitor their treatment. So whatever, treatment this. They're all in the dungeon as far as I'm concerned. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello.
Well, you know, the whole world every year now watches the United States to see if we still remember, you know. They're watching America, and if they don't see a change tomorrow, they're going to figure, well, the Americans have forgotten. You know, something should be going on in America, and what I'm doing is I'm running 11 miles around Grand Rapids with the United States flag. So,
good for you. I do something, too, every year. I said this because I was there, and I would do it even if I wasn't there. I felt so horrible for the families that I talked to. It's just awful. And we can never, never, ever forget what happened to all those people, whether it was the Pentagon or Shanksville or the World Trade Center's coming down. Just awful.
And maybe you can relate to us, you know, what you felt that day, because, I mean, if you were right there, that must have been just unbelievable. Did you believe it at first, or did you think it was just some prank or what?
Well, what we thought was, and I was working for a station in New York, and it was in Queens, just over the bridge, what we thought was that it was a mistake. You know, initially the televisions are all on and everything, and you think it was, how could this plane get in this airspace? Not initially, nobody thought it was terrorism, but then, you know, as you start to realize, well, how could that possibly happen? And then, of course, once the second plane went in to the World Trade Center, we knew that it was bad news. And some of the people I worked with actually knew people there. So then there was concern about that. And it was just, oh, Tomas, some night I'll play some clips of that on the air. I've done it before on America Tonight, but I'll do it again, because it was really unbelievable, the people that called the show and the things that they said, and just listening to the firemen and listening to the people and what they were talking about. It was just gut-wrenching. I mean, just gut-wrenching stuff, because all of a sudden, you know, we live in America. We're not living in Israel. We're not living in the Middle East where you could be in a cafe and a bomb could go off, or some jihadist could decide to explode himself or whatever. So to have that happen, especially in New York and in Washington, and then those brave people that really helped bring down that plane, let's face it, it's just awful. Scary stuff.
Right. Well, I'll be listening to that, because that's got to be incredible, and I hope a lot of people call in tonight and talk about 911, because That's why our troops are out there fighting right now to try and make sure that our enemies are never strong enough to do that again. And we're going to their house this time, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to their place, and we're pushing, and hopefully there's a lot of ways to skin the cat. We're doing it this way, and, you know, prayer for our troops, and thank you for the opportunity.
All right, as always, Tomas, great, thank you. And I will do that in a future show. I didn't want to do it this time around because I've done it so much for people who have listened to America Tonight in the past 3 years, but I will let you hear a chunk of that, and I'll give everyone notification before we do it. But like I said, I mean, I guess the best way to describe it is to see the city afterwards and to just being going to a Mets game or to be going to the U.S. Open or to be going to Long Island. And it's all about public transportation there. So you're taking the subway somewhere and you see all these signs up. Have you seen my husband? Have you seen my son? You know, people just desperate for any kind of information long after 9/11, still those posters would be up, and it was just awful to see them because you knew there's no way these poor souls had a chance. And remember, afterwards, it wasn't like they found a bunch of people. I mean, there were people that were rescued, but ultimately what so many had hoped for, they didn't find because of when the buildings came down, of course, and then everybody running. And I think everybody across America felt that. If you want to remember 9/11, you can absolutely do that on this show, 800-259-5791. A shout-out to, of course, Charlie and Ernie and all the folks at WVMT. They do the Fireman Song every day on their show, and the Fireman Song is about the hunt for Osama bin Laden. So often, somehow, and I mean, because it's been 8 years, to me, if they could just somehow get bin Laden, some people think he really is dead, and even though they authenticate the tapes and photographs or whatever, I think he's alive, but I wonder where, and is he in Pakistan and somebody is hiding him? That's what I truly believe. I mean, I think he's got friends with money, friends that like this, friends that are keeping him somewhere and keeping him away from the CIA or whoever could possibly have the information that would lead to getting to Osama bin Laden. And to me, that's the horrendous thing of this whole thing. Because if you believe in an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and of course, what happened then you want to see the main dude knocked down. And to me, that's what's missing in this whole thing with 9/11. Why we have not, as the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, why have we not been able to get Osama bin Laden? 800-259-5791. Kate, hanging with you here on ATN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
My case. Why, oh, why do we have the September 11 mastermind all over the web? Of course, because we've got to take pictures, nice pictures, pose for the picture. Look up here, smile, and we'll send it to your relatives. How do you want to pose? Oh, you've got beads in your hands, and just ridiculous. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, did they ask the people who were killed in 9/11 to pose for the pictures? No, of course not. Just outrageous. And that's why the Red Cross ended up in my dungeon tonight here on ATN. Hope you're having a great week wherever you are in America. Just remember, it's great, no matter what we say on this show, to be living, we hope, in the greatest nation on the face of the earth. I say that a lot. I really, truly mean that, that you still have the opportunity to grab the brass ring. That's why I applaud anyone's passion, especially when it's a sensible passion, because that's where you really break through and make a difference versus going hysterical and extremist. It's better to rein it in a little bit. Then you can make that impact by showing up in Washington like the Docs for Patient Care did, or lobbying your congressperson and senator, threatening not to vote for them. That's happening a lot. I think some Democrats are going to be surprised at how upset people are over health care reform, which is just the tip of the iceberg. How many people are going to lose their seats that really don't expect to have a hard time? It's the Democrats' turn. You know, they have all the horses. So they assume they're going to keep riding down the same trail, but it might not be so easy for them. Guys like Harry Reid could get knocked off. And a slew of others that are having problems, if you look at the polls, some night we'll break that all down. I've got a bunch of polls and a couple of different people whose time is running out, and I think they're going to be voted out, frankly. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, hon, I'm like a pit bull on a leash, so if you have to pull me back, you can pull me back.
Go.
And really quick. Remember, just before I get to the terrorism, the woman that said that Russia was a democracy when we were talking about Russia.
Right.
Well, remember how Russia, the oligarchy, they took all the oil executives that went up against Gazprom. They were all in jail. How many, either 13 or close to 20 Russian journalists have been shot because they wrote critical articles against Vladimir Putin. Remember that?
Yeah.
And apparently now there's an article that says that Putin was behind the Chechen bombings, the apartment buildings. Condé Nast, the publisher of GQ, will not publish that in Russia because they're afraid. Okay, so that's the Russia is not a democracy. And also,
No.
The Russian ship that was supposedly hijacked was carrying surface-to-air missiles to Iran, and a guy, a Russian journalist who wrote about that, is in hiding now. So please don't believe that Russia is any type of democracy. Also, they're feeding the weapons to Iran. Now, whether Iran uses it against Israel or against Saudi Arabia is a different tactic. But I had to bring those up.
And you know this, Mark, I'm sure, because you're well-read and you're bringing up something that's very newsworthy anyway, that supposedly now they're trying to cover that up.
Yes.
The Russians are trying to get over to Iran to erase any traces of that because they don't want it out there, but too late,
right.
So sad it already is out there.
And I've heard that Iran wants to fight, actually, Saudi Arabia because the Sunnis, the Shia, the whole, not only do terrorists hate the Islamists, radical Islamists hate us, they hate each other.
Right.
A more specific point. I remember where I was on 9/11. I told you I was running my choo-choo train into New York. That day is my Pearl Harbor has changed me forever. You know, I've been talking to you for. I don't want to talk about me. I just want to say it's changed
right.
me, and I want to thank the CIA and the FBI, the people that are keeping us safe. And this is what I really want to call. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is the uncle of Ramzi Youssef. Ramzi Youssef and the blind Sheikh are both in the Supermax prison.
Part of the
deal was to break Akbel Rahman out of the prison. That's why they staged some of the terrorist attacks. But don't believe that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed planned 9/11. It was Ramzi Youssef. But here's my question. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he has to be tried. He's been waterboarded. How come Timothy McVeigh of Oklahoma City fame was executed and none of these guys are being executed? I'll tell you why. Because they were afraid. They were afraid to execute these Muslim radicals because of what's going to happen. Now, you know I believe that Timothy McVeigh was a cover-up. But here's my next point why I say that. This guy, Van Jones, who's a 9/11 truther, this other guy, Jeff Jones, who's a former terrorist that helped write the stimulus bill, and a guy named Alex Jones are all conspiracy theorists. I say, you know what? They have some good – well, Alex Jones has some good points. But if you really want someone that's going to open up 9/11, and I heard that 6 of the 10 of the 9/11 commission people said on the commission it was a farce – get Peter Lance of Triple Cross fame. Let him testify. We'll have a whole new 9/11, and we'll see who's really, what was really happening going behind the scenes. Because you know it was Islamic radicals trained all over the world, funded by the Saudis and other elite families to keep this going, this whole good versus evil war. And I brought up Russia sending their arms to Iran. See, I can tie all of those together. I made all these points in different shows, but this is what's going on, and nothing's changing. But we have to pray that they don't get the suitcase nukes in, because I've heard that they're trying to. They're never going to stop. One of Peter Lance's book was called 1,000 Years for Revenge. They'll wait till tomorrow. They'll wait 1,000 years. So some people have said the CIA created the Mujahideen and it's Bin Laden. But the fact remains, the threat is out there. Whoever created them, it may take us 50 years to get to the bottom of it. But never let your guard down. And understand that this war is ongoing, and it's not going to stop. So
yeah, I agree.
You know, I made some points, and I just God bless you for always having let me have the time to speak on your show, and pray for everyone that passed on 9/11, and keep your guard up, America, because it ain't over yet.
I agree. Thanks, Mark. And Mark knows, like, he was in New York City, I was in New York City, so we know how horrible that was, and it did forever change my life. It did forever change his life, and I'm sure many of you as well. The book that he's talking about by Peter Lance, I read that book, and in the book, Lance makes the argument that, listen, and it's what we've talked about so often on America Tonight, they are hell-bent, they being anybody related Islamic-wise, jihadist-wise, Islamic-wise, whether it's Al-Qaeda, whether it's Taliban, whatever, when you're talking about the Middle East, when you're talking about how were these guys funded. And remember that they were Saudis. But yet that gets erased. People just forget that. And you can't forget that they were Saudis. People also don't realize when you talk about terrorism, when you talk about Pakistan, for example, that's why I think Pakistan is the major center that everybody's missing, because you have so much money that is pumped through Pakistan. It's about the money. You always, always have to follow the money. That's what Osama bin Laden did. That's what they did so well in 9/11. Some of the people raising money right under our noses, who knows how many Americans contributed money to their cause, and they are laughing all the way to the bank about it. And then they're on the Jersey Shore banks pumping their fists while the planes go into the World Trade Center. So you can't let your guard down. Mark is absolutely right on that. I mean, 8 years ago, you think of what happened. You think of the war against Al-Qaeda and the sympathizers, of course, violent sympathizers. And that's why I worry so much about the CIA. They're at the heart of this. The CIA has to be focused. They have to be able to do their job. And when we hogtie them and don't let them do their job, that's when we should all walk in fear and pray to God. We are never anywhere where one of these suitcase nukes goes off, because I think Mark's right. That's the next weapon in terrorism, and they are desperate to get a hold of those. But regardless, I hope you never find yourself in a situation like that, and then you wonder why. Geez, maybe we're a little rough about the whole interrogation thing. And we lost some of our best people in the game. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
You have relatives in New York. Do they talk about 9/11?
No, I have friends, but well, one of them, they live near Kennedy, so she remembers, you know, like she said, you know, she said, now I know what they felt like at Shea Stadium, because, you know, the planes flying over. And then all of a sudden hearing dead silence, you know, not hearing anything.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden hearing noise she never heard before, the F-14s.
So, yeah, you know, and they were very loud flying over the city. And because you have to remember, Manhattan is an island, and
yeah,
New York is made up of boroughs, but I'm just saying for the audience's sake.
Okay.
And New York is made up of five boroughs, but it's very small, really. And that you almost anywhere coming in, Queens or Long Island or any of that, you would see that and you would feel that vibration, yeah.
Right. Well, tomorrow night here, one of the local networks is having a mini-series based on, okay, not 9/11, because if you remember, a lot of planes landed here in Canada, and a lot of small towns, you know, they didn't know these people from hole in the wall, took the people in, fed them, clothed them, the whole nine yards, until their flights were ready to leave. So they're doing a miniseries about one of the, it's called Gander, because I don't know if some of you people know it, but when you're flying, you know, to Europe, sometimes planes will make stops in Gander, Newfoundland, to load up on fuel and stuff. So a lot of the flights landed in Gander, and some of the small surrounding towns took the people in and fed them and clothed them. And like I told you before, they were on a tour, and they were from a small town in Minnesota. As a way of saying thank you to the town, they set up a scholarship fund so all the students graduated from the local high school could go on to post-secondary education. So if anything, maybe, you know, I was going to say, I don't know if I should say this, maybe something good did come out of 9/11 for that small town and for the high school students. But
oh, absolutely, that you could take something so tragic and find some kind of a silver lining that helps somebody is a good thing.
Right.
Because when there's tragedy that you can't even comprehend, if there's something you can pull from it that helps somebody else, that's always a good thing.
And I remember, because like I said, I referee football, and that particular Saturday, I was doing the sticks for a university game. I know you're under the gun. I'll make it short and sweet. Both teams came up to the respective 45s. We stood for a moment of silence, and in some cases, there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Wow. That summed it up great. Sam, my friend, you have a good weekend. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Texas governor sending the Rangers to the border. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
All right, here's a reminder for you. Coming up in hour number 3, right here on America Tonight, nail the score. The NFL football season kicked off. The Steelers knocking off the Titans 13-10, went to overtime. How about that? Jeff Reed with a 33-yard field goal. That sealed it for the Steelers. It's interesting because Hines Ward had a chance to actually end that game. Unfortunately, a pretty costly fumble. It ends up going into overtime, and the Steelers still win it anyway. So out of the gate, the Steelers with one under their belt. The game of the week, randomly chosen. You don't have to know anything about football. You just pick whatever team, and you say whatever you think the final score will be. It could be 27-14. It could be 21-7, whatever. But very easy. It's just a way to lighten the load. We have a lot of fun when we do it. And plus, I have an incredible prize pack to give away to somebody if they nail the score. You know, in remembering the people who lost their lives and the horrible things that the families have had to live through as a result of 9/11, life goes on. And people know, and certainly people that perish, In wartime, for example, the idea is fighting for freedom. And so now, as a result, we're fighting against terrorism to preserve our freedoms, to preserve the freedom to take a mental break and watch a football game. And I think that's what everybody wants. I think that's what families would want you to do, to live your life, to be able to still enjoy your life, even if, like myself, you're concerned about the direction the country's going, and that's a good thing. Make sure you take your mental breaks as well. You don't want to have that bunker mentality. You want to be able to get out there and kick it around and live life. 800-259-5791. I was just talking about the Texas Rangers and the fact that they're headed to the border, thanks to the governor, Governor Perry, because since the government isn't doing very much to help Texas along that Texas-Mexico border, it's gotten so rough, the governor decided we can't stand by idly anymore. We've got to do something. There's increasing violence there. The feds aren't doing anything. Remember, Rick Perry wanted to secede from the union, basically, and it's because of things like this. So the Rangers are going to play a much higher profile role than I think they've ever played before, certainly in Texas. They got their cowboy hats on, and they're called the Ranger Recon Teams, and it's that latest effort to kind of fill that gap that's been left by the government to secure the international border, and it is bad. I've been down there. It is bad in some of those areas, particularly in El Paso. I used to live in El Paso. I've talked about this before for 7 months, and there's the Zaragoza Bridge, boom, and you're in Juarez. Juarez is the most dangerous place that you can possibly imagine, and guess what? The gangs come into El Paso and the people are completely, completely overwhelmed by some of the things that have happened to family members and themselves. Mark is listening to us in upstate New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Bubba. You know, I lived in New Jersey at the time when the Trade Centers got hit, and it was just something. A friend of mine was also in the first Trade Center bombing. Ooh. Okay?
Yeah.
And she told me the whole story, but if I could just share two things about her,
sure,
her story
do it
with you. Well, the first, she was on the elevator. It stopped at the 55th floor. And when she got off, there was basically an inferno. Mm-hmm. She got hit with a cable. But on her way down, she tried to tell people, don't go up there. It's an inferno. And they kept going because that's what they were ordered to do. And she made it out. Actually, right after the ambulance pulled away, the building came down. But to these families, I know for sure, Kate, that there were hundreds of other people, like my friend, who were saving people. They were heroes, but they just didn't live.
Right.
So there were probably hundreds of other people that saved people if they would have listened. You know, she tried her best, and between the fear and everything, she could do what she could only do. But I'm sure a lot of these people that did die were also heroes, too. Besides just the fact to call them heroes that they died, but I'm sure a good part of them were doing something heroic at the time of their
death. Right, to help people. It's interesting because I knew somebody as well in the first one and in the second one. And then the first one, you know, it was still such a surprise. Remember, right there in the basement underneath the building and in the parking structure, rather. And then what happened, and then certainly people coming down and they were bloodied and everything else. And then when it happens the second time, you're exactly right. They told people in the second tower, even that a lot of places made announcements, just don't worry, just stay where you are, just stay where you are. And I thought, oh, man, if I had gone through that first thing especially, but even then I would just risk it. I would leave. I would get up and leave if I saw a plane go through the building that was right next to me. But you're right. Fear kept some people from doing that, and they paid attention to what was being said, thinking they were okay.
And we didn't know what to do for a few
years. No, absolutely. The response to something like that, are you kidding me? I mean, how do you rescue those people?
Right.
The saddest thing, I think, and you know because you were in Jersey and I was there in New York, the saddest thing was, and they showed this, especially on the East Coast, and then they stopped showing it, but that people had no way out, that were in between and they were at the top, so they had two choices.
Yes.
You either burn to death or you jump out the window. But then so many opted to jump, and when they jumped, people were trying to get away, and some people were killed by people falling on top of them, including that one priest.
Right. Yeah, they couldn't even come out.
Awful.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I know. It's awful.
It's not a holiday to me. You know, that's what I don't like when they make it a holiday. And,
right.
It's not a holiday.
No.
Like you said, this is totally different.
No, I think you remember it. You try to remember somewhere in your heart for the, you feel for the victims, you feel for the people, and you feel for their families. Remember, there were so many widows that were pregnant with first-time babies, yep, and stuff, and their young husbands were killed. There were sons, there were people at the tail end of their career. I mean, there's just a million stories that came out as a result of that, and lives, let's face it, destroyed. That, you know, how do you, there could be a massive therapy. But how do you, in your heart, really get over that? You carry that around.
Mm-mm.
And that's why it's so important. I think this is why I always say this, Mark. I think there's something about that chase for bin Laden, and I think that the conversation about revenge or keeping America safe is so vital to keeping alive the memory of don't forget what we went through and what so many Americans went through. It wasn't just the 3,000 people.
No.
It was countless webs of people,
yeah,
connected to those people, even friends, good friends. You know when you have a really good friend, like a soulmate friend, and that friend dies, if you've,
yep,
ever lost anyone in your life, it's like someone stabbed you in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's awful. Well, good
right,
for you,
Dom,
that you remember it that way. Keep on keeping on, Marco.
All right, buddy.
You take care.
Bye.
Just a reminder again about the third hour. Make sure that you call in because you have the chance to nail the score. Even if you called us before, you are still eligible to do that because you're giving us a score guess. And also coming up in that third hour, if you hang around for that, you can email us as well at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And in emailing us just during that hour, however, it will count because so many of you I know are at the tail end of shifts. And you are listening to America Tonight, so there's no problem there. Or you're listening on the Internet, that's fine as well. I know we even have listeners in other countries because I'll get emails. So that's fine as well. You just have to know what your score guess is and what ultimately the team is that you're picking. For example, it could be any of the games that are on the board. It could be, because I'm an Eagles fan, could be the Eagles in Carolina. And maybe you're not so high on the Eagles. Maybe you think that it'll be a rough year for them with Michael Vick as the backup, or Donovan McNabb will come up with some excuse why he gets nervous at the tail end of the season. I don't know. Andy Reid will have a bogus game plan. But you think that the Eagles will lose to Carolina, and you think the score is going to be 14-3. Oh, I would be tearing my hair out if that was the score. But it doesn't matter. Whatever you think the score is and whatever you think the team is going to be that wins it, that's all we need. Just, I keep making this analogy, but it's the simplest thing to say. It's like when you go to Vegas and you fill out a Keno card, you're picking numbers. Or it's like filling out lottery numbers. It's the same approach to it, just something to have a little fun and lighten the load as we swing into another NFL season. In the meantime, you can shoot me an email about anything on your mind. You do that by going to americatonight.net.